I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. The first Northwest Illinois Film Festival will be held this Wednesday, August 26th, starting at 8 p.m. at the Midway Drive-In Theater in Sterling. The free event with registration required is billed as a Shorts-a-Palooza and is a celebration of Illinois independent filmmakers, featuring several short films, including a few from Quad Cities producers. Gary Camerano, executive director of the Northwest Illinois Film Office, says COVID-19 changed his plans from what was supposed to be a larger two-day event.
We had planned a film festival for May 15th and 16th, and it was going to be held in three venues, one in Rockford, one in the Quad Cities, and at the Sauk Valley Community College, all running concurrently with the same programming, if you would.
The Quad Cities Theater was supposed to be the Regal Cinemas in Moline.
And we were going to do a lot of feature films from the region in Illinois, some shorts, documentaries, and what have you, over 2 days. We're going to have panel discussions, let people who have an interest in film, young people, hear from people who are already involved what the challenges were, how they got into it, and so on. I thought maybe something could be done that would allow people to get out and actually be someplace and see some films. So the Midway Drive-In, which is in Sterling, Illinois, built in 1950, kind of an iconic drive-in, if you would. They're one of the five drive-ins in Illinois is still up and operating. And I thought maybe if we could utilize that as a way of providing social distancing and COVID-19 type protocols, we could actually get people out so they're out enjoying something and actually seeing some films at a drive-in.
It's free this year because the festival is abridged. The lineup includes two Hero Street documentaries from Moline-based Fourth Wall Films, a pilot for a spooky comedic adventure series from the Rockhound-based Fresh Films, a sci-fi dark comedy, and several others. Camerano is impressed with their quality.
Some of them are really good, really, really good. I've previewed them, and very entertaining, and it's a very diverse group, different genres, different type of filmmakers. So it's going to be a very interesting evening. We do want to celebrate, Illinois independent filmmakers.
Camerano works to promote Northwest Illinois for film projects, saying it has over 5,000 square miles of potential locations, five film liaisons, dozens of film-friendly communities, access to a talented workforce, and the ability to offer some significant state incentives to filmmakers. And during the last 2 years, three feature films have been completed in northwestern Illinois, Hunter's Creed, Blacklight, and Without Grace, as well as episodes for Quibi's The Now and HBO's Lovecraft Country. Camerano plans to make the festival an annual event with multiple locations next year, including the Sterling Drive-In.
Next year, as the venue grows a little bit, the program grows a little bit, and if it's a two-day event with panel discussions and social networking, there'll be a charge to it. But for now, it's just letting people know that the film office is here. We're going to keep going. We might be doing it a little bit differently, but we're here, we're working, and there's still a lot of activity that people can do in spite of COVID-19.
At the Sterling Theater, parking will be limited with cars spaced apart, no concessions sold on site, and masks required for people outside of their cars. Filmgoers are encouraged to bring their own food and beverages, and pre-registration is required at eventbrite.com. One ticket per vehicle with a maximum of 4 people per vehicle. For additional information about the Northwest Illinois Film Office, the Film Festival, or how to get festival tickets, contact econdev@whiteside.org or visit filmnwillinois.com. For Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.